Hey guys, welcome back to another edition to Have the Real Connections, and I'm your host, Nicole Jasper, and I hope you guys are doing well. And despite this, it's just some heat that we're experiencing for the rest of the week. And so September, as we move into September, is going to be quite hot. So I hope you guys will enjoy today's topic. Alright. Today's topic, raising our, vibrations. You ever wonder what vibration is? Well, I think everything is made of energy, right? Spirits and throughout the world. And even our body and, you know, everything made of energy, right? So, as our vibration heightens, we'll feel like much lighter and even much happier. So as I research this topic, I find quite interesting. And I've been noticing the levels of it, you know, because it might help if you are sensitive or have some psychic ability, which I'm sure most of you are that are listening. So you might feel a little bit lighter and a little bit happier, and you'll start to even attract things that you want, and like-minded people, and even experiences that will match your frequency or higher vibe. And every aspect of our life will be well improved as you get more in touch or attuned to your higher self, right? So I hope in this episode you learn more, a little bit more about vibrations and why we should raise our vibrations. There are some helpful tips, at least, on how we can do that. So, day two, let's dive into it, shall we? Alright, so, mainly, I get asked this a lot. What does raising our vibration actually mean? Well, it's like everything, like I said earlier, everything is energy, right? Everything, even in the whole universe, is made up of energies. A different types of energy vibrating at a different frequency. And just like the spirit realm has different frequency, we have a different frequency. And so that also includes us, or our thoughts, our feelings. Yes, thoughts have frequency. You know, if you think, okay, if you believe in the law of attraction, which I highly do, you should think negative, and what happens, negative things will be drawn to you, and you wonder why, because you think about it. Or you can do the complete opposite. You can believe in the positive, and you'll just attract positive, right? And the actions that are transmitting particular vibrations out to the universe, and those vibrations that can actually shape and form our life. Don't take my word for it. Research it. It's very healthy. To raise our vibration actually means taking the necessary actions to vibrate at a higher frequency. The higher you vibrate, the better you feel. Right? You'll feel better physically, mentally, and even emotionally. So, there are different ways that we can actually raise our vibration. And, hopefully y'all touch on those bases in this episode. And you just take the necessary steps that can later on, that hopefully that will help you and benefit you in life. So, why raise our vibration? Why raise our vibrations? Well, When you vibrate at a lower level, you are in a negative headspace, so you might be feeling, angry, sad, or even stressed, or jealous, or have any unpleasant emotions, right? And so, as I mentioned before, when you vibrate at a higher frequency, you feel much lighter physically, mentally, and even emotionally. And I noticed for myself when I practice these higher vibrations frequency, I've been having less headaches, fewer headaches, fewer drama, right? So you'll be filled with positive emotions, so you might even experience some joy and peace and love that we all long for, and even some clarity, and your emotions are also easily dealt with. Alright, so I know none of us is perfect, I'm certainly not perfect. And so, it just takes practice, and meditation is key. I might bore you to death to keep saying that, but I truly believe that meditation is key. Right? So, when you're vibrating at a higher frequency, you also do wonders for your body. So, let's say you have fewer headaches, you feel energetic, and you have little if not no physical pain whatsoever, or even discomfort. So as you continue to practice raising your vibration, you'll be able to manifest your desires and certain people and experiences to match your higher vibe, if you will. So, don't be surprised that your old friend would detach from you because you are vibrating at a higher vibe. I hope that makes sense. Anyway, you also get more in touch with your true nature. Excuse me. And reach a new level of consciousness. Okay, here's some fun facts. Signs to look for high vibrations. Are we ready? Okay. So, you might feel grateful for what you have in life. You are self-aware. You have a strong sense of empathy. You can better control your emotions. You are motivated to reaching your goals. You take care of yourself and wish to grow. You even experience a lot of, I can never say this word for the life of me, synchronicity in your life. You feel like connected to something greater, like a higher self. And your overall well-being is good and you feel healthy and vibrant. And you feel peaceful and you stay away from drama. And you also feel confident and trust your instincts. And you also attract positive people and you feel happy and content, right? There's a few more. And your life feels beautiful. You smile again and laugh more. You even have a great sense of humor towards life. And you listen to what your body needs. And finally, you live in the present more than the past or the future. Well, if you answer yes to any of those things, then you know you're on the right track of higher frequencies, higher vibrations. Alright? And here's another question I get asked, how do you raise your vibration, to attract what you want, right? Like I said, go back to law of attraction, light attracts light, and so forth. And also, it's important to note that your vibration is constantly changing depending on your mood as well as your aura. Yeah, your aura changes colors. And even your thoughts and experiences changes. That is why sometimes when I look at people, I can see the auras. The aura is the field that surrounds every living human being and objects. It's like an energy protecting that vessel, if you will. Sometimes the aura appears so bright that it hurts my eyes. You know, that means that particular person or object is very healthy and happy in life. And if I happen to see a dark aura, well, that's the complete opposite, right? So they're unhappy, they're unhealthy, and so forth. Number one, I want to say to you might want to meditate even if it's 5-10 minutes a day. And you can listen to your favorite music. You can do your crafts. I like to do both of those, or you can sit quietly if you can, even for a few seconds. 15 seconds. Maybe you pass that and go for no longer. So, Buddhist meditation is the solution to prayers, right? Prayer is what talking to God, and we meditate, we listen. And so it's a solution to many problems. It's a higher vibrational activity that actually calms us to quiet our minds and reduce stress. Take just 5-10 minutes a day. That's all we need. Find a quiet room and, you know, calm space that you know you won't be interrupted. And so just focus first on your breath and surround yourself with white light. Always protect yourself. And you might notice your thoughts start to wander off. That's okay. Let them wander. Just don't, you know, think about the particular thing. Unless you want to manifest it. And when it happens, just shift your head. Shift your focus back to your breathing. And you know your thoughts. Slowly, slowly but surely, this is dissipating, right? Alright, so you might want to start paying attention to how even the food that you eat, might make you feel. If you just ate a lot of the energy, you are lowering your vibration. This includes meat, fat, and all my favorite processed foods. So I try to balance it out if you can't go without it. I try to balance it out. And I do love my sweets. Even though it's not good for my body, but hey. But I have a sweet tooth. But, instead, try to eat whole, plant-rich food that raises your vibrations, like, organic foods, organic fruits and veggies, you know, vegetables that will absorb the higher vibe from the food, which would indeed raises our vibration. Alrighty, this one. You might want to listen to high vibe music. So, everything that we consume actually affects the level that we vibrate on. And including the music that we listen to, or even TV, can help increase our energy levels that lift you when you feel sad or give you joy, right? Like certain songs that affect our emotions. So you might want to listen to more upbeat music with empowering and uplifting words that will evidently raise your vibration. So pay attention to be self-aware mostly to how the music you listen to make how that makes you feel. Right? That's how I know if this is a sinister spirit, is a good or evil spirit, is how do they make me feel, right? So I don't think you need to be an empath. It's just, you know, common sense. And it should make you feel joyous and positive. Even if you like classical music, listen to that. If you like Christian music, gospel, rock and roll, no, whatever it suits your vibe, you know, go for it. Alright, next one, you might want to spend some time in nature. So moving your body, getting some sunlight at the beach or outside if you're not close to the beach, and even fresh air will instantly raise your vibration. So you might want to turn off your phone and mindfully take in the nature around you and walk you barefoot when it's not 100 degrees outside will even heighten your vibration more. And you might also, the next one, you might want to be grateful, right? So being grateful is a great way to raise your vibration. When you feel grateful, you block out all negative emotions. So you might make it a habit to practice gratitude every day and also to write down the things that you think that you are grateful or happy for every night before you go to sleep. And then you will be amazed to see how much gratitude positively affects your vibration, and that will attract what you desire. And most of all, be kind. Every time you do an act of greed, you lower your vibration. Let's say, for example, I had a few dollars in my pocket, right? And I see someone standing outside the store. We have quite a few homeless out here in California, and not necessarily homeless, but I saw that person raising money for, you know, fundraiser. Hey, I got someone over here. It doesn't hurt to give, right? And it makes you feel what? Good. So, the same goes for disasters being and bad-mouthing others. So it all comes down to respect. And I know I've learned quite a few lessons on that. I tell you, I'm not perfect, but at least I'm growing. And while being kind and generous, which will indeed heighten your vibe, right? So unconditional love, even, and compassion are more the highest vibe or vibration. So doing something with kindness, and even if it's opening the door for someone else or letting the older person have your share, right? And it's not expecting something in return that will shift your thinking from I want to, but I am grateful for what I already have. And you might want to think more positive. I know it's hard in these trying times, pandemic, it's hard to be positive, right? But your thoughts become your reality, believe it or not. If you have a pessimistic attitude, you are filling yourself with negative energy. And by developing a positive mindset, you are guaranteed to experience what a lot more positive changes in your life. And even positive thoughts attract what positive energy. Alright, I hope you guys are still with me. So Another thing you might want to do is to get your blood pumping. You might want to move around more. You feel blood pumping and your energy is moving through you. So when you exercise your body, even if it's just for walks, push-ups, sit-ups, whatever, that your body chemicals house endorphins. This triggers a positive feeling at the body, which makes you feel unhappy, right? So, and also repeat daily positive affirmations. So by repeating positive affirmations, even if it's writing sticky notes, put them everywhere, even your bathroom mirror, your bathroom mirror, is one of the quickest ways that will raise your vibration. And so affirmations, especially positive ones, are a powerful tool to attract your desires. And so you raise your vibration at the same time. And you might want to say affirmations out loud that will make you feel good and lift you. So it can be as simple statements like, I feel good. I'm thankful for what I have, or I'm happy. Even if you don't believe it right now, the time that you're happy, just say it. I'm happy. And once you know it, you'll feel what? Happy. Try it if you don't believe me. I am happy. Okay. You might even get flashcards. Now, especially if you look at the law of attraction, sometimes I'll have some good ones for you. Most importantly, you might want to drink water, right? Especially when it's hot outside, but speaking of which, I had to drink more water. So drink water. So it's important to drink plenty of water every day. And you know what? I found out that if you drink water while you are thinking of a positive affirmation, would indeed attract it in your life. I don't know if that's true or not, but hey, try it. If that's, let me know. But water in everything is like to flush toxins from my body, right? So it keeps us our mind clear and keeps, and also gives my energy. So if you're craving a sweet drink, try fresh pressed natural juice instead, or even add lemon in your water. So that will give you the sweetness that you crave, and also raising your vibrations. So you might want to begin to incorporate these tips into your daily life, and you will be guaranteed to have raise your vibrations frequency. So if you enjoyed this episode, I'd be very grateful if you spread the word, spread it, share the episode, your ratings, and, you know, it'll be on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Spotify, Anchor, and, for now, so, unfortunately, I can't upload it to YouTube at the moment for these topics, but I hope in the future I'll figure that out. But I can upload my interviews from ParanormalHumanRadio.com, and speaking of which, I have another great guest, returning guest, will be in our show with today, Tuesday, tomorrow night. And so, we're gonna be back. Hello, PhD, and also a fellow author and one of the sister new book. Alright, and so I hope you'll join us tomorrow night at 7 p.m. Pacific time and 10 Eastern. already, and you guys have it right and safe. I drink plenty of water and even take cold showers. I forgot, I'm going to add this tip. Taking cold showers might help raise your vibrations, alright? Your vibrations. Sorry, I had to sing it. Sorry. I hope you guys will enjoy our show tomorrow night, and I'll see you then. Have a great night, guys. Thank you for listening to Haunted Real Selection. I'm your host, Nicole Jasper.